Charisma magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Katie Dale, blogger at bipolarbrave.com, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A scandal involving the Catholic Church in New Orleans has taken an unlikely turn, as executives for an NFL football team have been accused of aiding in the cover-up of the sexual abuse of children. Find out more after this break. Did you know there are blessings in heaven waiting for you? They just need to be unlocked. Understanding the Jewish roots of your faith is the key to opening heaven's door and expecting to receive an abundant harvest. If connecting to your Jewish heritage is a new concept, download your free ebook, Understanding the Jewish Roots of Christianity and Reclaiming Your Inheritance, to find out more at clmmin.com/identity. That's clmmin.com/identity. On January 24th, the Associated Press reported that the NFL team, the New Orleans Saints, is attempting to prevent the public from seeing emails that show team executives doing PR and damage control for the local Roman Catholic Archdiocese. The cover-up allegedly involves Saints executives advising church officials about how to message and soften the impact of sexual abuse claims made against the church. The story particularly involves the case of George Brignac, a teacher and deacon who in 1988 was removed from ministry after several claims of pedophilia and abuse were leveled against him. Despite his removal, AP reports that church officials let Brignac keep serving as a lay minister for 30 years, until local news reported it in 2018. This lay minister role gave him continued leadership positions and access to children. He was indicted in December 2019 on rape charges. Now, attorneys and the AP are arguing that the emails exchanged between the Saints and the Archdiocese need to come to light so that the public can know whether the New Orleans Saints helped engage in the cover-up to keep abusers and the people who let this happen in positions of power. The Saints' lawyers have argued these claims are outrageous and that these private emails should not be made public. AP says the case will likely be decided within a few weeks. Pray that truth and justice will be carried out. And please pray for the victims of this horrific abuse. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through our new Charisma Audio service. For more information, check out charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.